Welcome, and welcome back to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, November 20th, 2023, just after 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And today, we're going to look at the WizKids D&D Classic Collection Monsters D2F. It was approximately a year ago when I was looking at the A to C, and there are actually a couple more out since then, including this one. And a chance to pre-order yet one more. But had a little bit of mic trouble. I upgraded the software just this morning for OBS, and inevitably it causes something to fail. And this morning that was the mic. I thought it was all sorted out, but then we tried to get off at 10 a.m. Central, of which I decided to brag. Oh, look, I'm starting on time. And now I'm starting 10 minutes after. So there you go. And no good deed goes unpunished. Hey, I want to mention, too, by the way, that it's going to be 3 more weeks of shows before we hit the December hiatus, which means our last show of this year will be on the 11th of December. So we've got the 27th of November, then the 4th and 11th. And then we'll be back in, I want to say, 5 weeks after that. 18, 25, 1, 8, 15. The 15th of January, we will return with a new year, a new season. I don't want to promise anything, but could be all sorts of cool new stuff happening in the new year. I always like to say that, whether it's true or not, because it gives the illusion that I actually work hard on the show, which I don't. I famously record it live, archive it immediately to YouTube, and do almost no work whatsoever other than to fumble around when the software doesn't work. Turn on the camera, put up the opening placard, do some closing credits, and I'm done. It's really that easy. If I did any other work on it, I would probably feel like it was a job. And once this thing becomes a job, well, you'd see me sneaking off into the sunset. The riding off? No. It would be a lot more subtle than that. I would just slip out quietly. Anyway, here we are with the... I got one. That's why I'm talking about it, in part, because it is a kind of a pretty cool thing. Hey, you know, is that loud enough? That is the Velcro that holds this thing together. And be careful, that will make little tears in the box if you're not careful. Remember, this thing's supposed to look like a book to fit on your bookcase, which is kind of cool. Inside, it's got all of the 8 different creatures. I think that's the standard. This one, Displacer Beast, Doppelganger, Ifriti, Elemental Air, Elemental Earth, Elemental Fire, Elemental Water, and the Etten. Most of them very large, which is to say only one of them is a medium-sized creature. Hey, let me switch over to this other screen, and then you can see kind of the thing. There you go. If you look down in the bottom right, you'll see that the doppelganger is a man-sized creature. Everything else is rather big. I had never thought that displacer beasts were huge like that. Huge, large like that. Because... Yeah, and I guess big cats in real life are big. But, you know, it's based off of a like a panther-like creature with these tentacles, right? Of course, you know, everything should be big and dangerous. The elementals, on the other hand, could be larger. I mean, they range in size, right? So, hey, by the way, I do want to thank Sarah and Mike and the Vince himself for coming into the chat today. I know Vince is back now, and I know a couple of you slipped out because of the technical problems I was having for the first 10 minutes of the hour. And I appreciate you checking it out on the archive, so you'll probably hear this anyway. But thank you all very much. And anybody who listens to the show, whether you do it as part of the archive or you do it live. Hey, let's take a closer look at each of these. Now, they're not in their alphabetical order on this chart, but notice that displacer beast. It's pretty cool. Lots of legs, right? More legs than a regular cat. The doppelganger, well, that's not fooling anybody. Obviously, if you're using a doppelganger, use a regular miniature of whatever the doppelganger is pretending to be, and then if they get found out, if they take their natural form, trade it out for this one. The eyes on the fire and water, rather air elementals, always kind of bugged me. I think they look all right, I suppose, but I don't know. There's something almost comical about them. They look fine enough. They are what they are. They're fantastical creatures. And supposedly they have eyes. I guess when I originally started, the fact that earth elementals were in a humanoid form, eyes make sense. I don't know that the other three necessarily have to have eyes, or that they can just sense things in a different way than those around them do. So, eyes needed. Do they have ears? Where are their ears? Do they have a tongue? The lashing tongue of a fire elemental? Flames licking your whatever. Etten does look pretty cool. And like I say, all of them look fine. I like them all for what they're supposed to be, and they're great. And I wanted to get this one specifically to use a couple of the creatures. So I will talk about, though, that the other ones coming up are kind of neat. The G through I note. And I don't even look, they put the J at the bottom as if they were going to move into J's, but they don't have any J's in this one. There are eight again. Ghost, ghoul, Ungorgon, Griffin, a Harpy, Hellhound, Hippocampus, and Imp. So if you're looking to get that one, that's what you got to look forward to. Notice the way they have them in the thing here. Nah, it almost looks upside down. It's not. Those are the wings of the Harpy, so it's right side up. The rest of them are too. But they're all pretty cool. I don't know how much. I don't do a lot of water stuff. The hippocampus, I might not get a lot of use out of. Griffins and Grottos, my forever working on my system. Gorgon, do I care much for the greeny stuff around the outside? I don't know. Ghouls, I got a ton of ghouls. Goose, anything can be a ghost, right? That Harpy does look pretty cool. And the Hellhound, nice. Imp, tiny, little tiny thing, middle left of the plastic thing to the right. And then you've got the, what do they call it? J, H-I-J, oh, that was I at the bottom of the last one. No, G through J, but they never ever had that in there, right? But this next collection, K through N, that's the one you can pre-order now. Kobold, Lich, Lizardfolk, Mind Flayer, Minotaur, Merfolk, Mummy, and Naga. That, I believe, is a Spirit Naga, I want to say. Guardian Naga, my bad. That's definitely a guardian naga. I actually use nagas fairly often in my campaigns. A lich, I've used a lich before. Lizardmen, yeah. Merfolk, again, I don't do a ton of water stuff. But when I do, merfolk definitely can figure in. That's a good-looking minotaur. The mummy, okay, coming out of a tomb. That's kind of a classic feel for the mummy. Mind flares, I don't do psionics. So, kind of not something I would use a lot of, if at all. Kobold, yeah, sure, of course. Anywho, that's how that goes. But this is about the D through F. We talked about it. I like that stuff a lot. Let's just say that there's a lot of good to be gotten there. And we'll close out the show because we're about that time. Thanks, everybody, for jumping in the chat there. It's greatly appreciated, and I appreciate everybody who tried to join in the first time around there. So, what are we saying? WizKids D&D Classic Collection Monsters D through F. Good times. Three more weeks until the hiatus, so we got three more shows this year. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Be sure to follow, like, subscribe, all of that fun stuff, and do a little commenting if you have some interesting things to say, like our friend Vince, who jumped into the chat today. And thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis at Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising, Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Andy P. D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and Shane Bradley. As always, DM extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.